Hey everyone, welcome back to AI Dev Tools, the CrazyRouter podcast. Today we're talking about something most developers don't think about when they hit that API endpoint, the physical cost of inference. Water. Electricity. Carbon. Every token you generate has a footprint, and the differences between models are bigger than you'd expect. Let's get into it. A report making the rounds this week highlights that a single large data center can consume over 10 million gallons of water per day for cooling. That's not annual, that's daily. Microsoft's water consumption jumped 40% between 2021 and 2024, largely driven by AI workloads. Google saw a 20% increase in the same period. Training GPT, for alone reportedly consumed around 700,000 liters of fresh water. But here's the thing developers miss, training is a one-time cost. Inference is ongoing. And inference at scale, millions of API calls per day, adds up fast. A single ChatGPT conversation of 20 to 50 queries uses roughly half a liter of water when you factor in cooling. Multiply that by hundreds of millions of daily users and you start to see the scale. So what does this mean for you as a developer? First, model selection matters more than you think. Smaller, more efficient models don't just save you money, they consume less compute, which means less cooling, less water, less energy. If GPT-4o mini handles your use case, running GPT-4o is waste on every dimension, cost, latency, and environmental impact. Second, prompt engineering is green engineering. A well-crafted prompt that gets the right answer in one shot versus a sloppy prompt that requires three retries isn't just faster, it's literally using one-third the resources. Caching common responses, using embeddings for retrieval instead of generation, batching requests, these are all efficiency patterns that reduce your footprint. Third, provider infrastructure varies wildly. Some data centers run on renewable energy. Some use advanced cooling that recycles water. Others are in water-stressed regions running on coal power. When you choose an API provider, you're implicitly choosing their infrastructure. This is where API gateways like CrazyRouter give you flexibility. You can route to different providers and models without changing your code, which means you can optimize for efficiency as better options become available. Let's talk numbers that developers care about. The energy cost per token varies roughly 10x between the largest and smallest commercially available models. A request to a 70 billion parameter model uses roughly one-tenth the energy of the same request to a trillion-plus parameter model. For most classification, extraction, and summarization tasks, the smaller model performs just as well. Here's a practical framework. Tier your workloads. Use the smallest model that meets your quality bar for each task. Route simple tasks, classification, formatting, extraction, to lightweight models. Reserve frontier models for complex reasoning, creative generation, and tasks where you've measured a real quality difference. This isn't just cost optimization. It's resource optimization across every dimension. The industry is starting to take this seriously. The EU AI Act includes energy reporting requirements. California is considering water usage disclosure for large data centers. Google now publishes per-query energy estimates for some services. We're moving toward a world where the environmental cost of AI is visible, not hidden. As developers, we have more leverage than we think. The collective impact of millions of developers choosing efficient models, writing better prompts, and caching intelligently is enormous. It's not about guilt, it's about engineering discipline applied to a new dimension. All right, that's your sustainability breakdown. Model selection, prompt efficiency, provider infrastructure, three levers you control today. Use them. Try CrazyRouter at crazyrouter.com, one API key, 600 plus models. Route to the right model for each task, optimize cost and efficiency in one place. See you next episode.